Hey, thank you, Kane. 8:07 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you on Black Friday. Hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. What are your Black Friday plans? You getting out and shopping in some of our local stores? Are you doing all your shopping online because you can't leave the house after eating too much food for Thanksgiving yesterday? Or how are you getting your shopping done? And thanks to Thomas, sent us a picture. And I don't use this word very often, Kelly, but I'll say it is a very cute picture. He said, my niece has twin turkeys, and a picture that they took, I'm guessing, yesterday on Thanksgiving, and two of the cutest little kids in turkey costumes almost. It's like little kid costumes, and they got turkeys all over them.
Are they turkey jammies?
They do kind of look like turkey jammies, and they've got, I'm seeing celery, they're holding carrots, they've got the salt and pepper shakers right next to them, sweet potatoes. Just the cutest picture. Thank you for sending that, Thomas. Lightening up the morning a little bit. And we kind of did the same yesterday for our Thanksgiving, except we were going ahead this year. So I've got a 9-month-old daughter. We are trying to do Christmas cards, you know, family Christmas cards. So we had ordered Christmas PJs, and yesterday with my family in town, got in front of the fireplace and took our Christmas card photo.
I love how you and your wife do that. I remember when you were dating and then got engaged and married, and how much you got into Halloween and the costumes, and it was always something I look forward to see. Oh, and the dog, too.
And,
I cannot forget the dog.
And, you know, the dogs, they're wearing Christmas PJs.
I didn't even need to ask. I cannot wait. Just make sure you autograph a copy for me.
I will for sure. And it'll be worth 10 cents one day.
No. But you know what? We were talking about this before the show. Thanksgiving and the traditions that you have, it's so important that you just build them around your family.
Right.
Don't try to keep up with other people or compare yourselves. That's the cool part of being an adult, and being a parent just takes it to a whole new level. And then grandparents just take it through the stratosphere as to what you can and can't do, because I remember how my mom was with me, you know, younger, and then with grandkids. Grammy, can we have sweet potato pie for breakfast? Sure you can. I'm like, who is this woman?
Right. And it was a true holiday for me yesterday, because my mom was in town,
yeah,
and she just took care of the baby the entire day and the day before, so it was a really nice Thanksgiving for us. How was the Finley's Thanksgiving?
We did great. We were very blessed. We split up our duties so that we could get, you know, the food handled properly and in a timely fashion. So my husband and the boys, they handled the green bean casserole. They made the turkey and the macaroni and cheese. And myself and my daughter, we made the sweet potato pies, the dressing. We did the corn on the cob, spinach salad, deviled eggs.
Ooh.
We also, there's something else we made. We made a lot of things, but what was so beautiful is when it all came together. Oh, and the mashed potatoes and the sweet potato casserole.
Ooh.
We made that. And it's cool to spend that bonding time.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to share yourself with so many people at one time. But when you get that one-on-one time, and then everybody's happy, fat and happy. And my bonus son, I think he had the line of the night.
What was that?
he said, you know, you and my dad have naming rights to this food, baby.
That's awesome.
Because he had 3 plates of food.
Ooh.
And then he had 2 helpings of dessert. And he was feeling good.
Yeah, I only had 1 plate, but it was the turkey serving plate. So it was a massive plate. And I bonded very closely, not only with family yesterday, but with the Thanksgiving food. So I hope
a little football, too.
And a little football. I hope everyone out there had a great Thanksgiving and had plenty to eat yesterday and watched some good football, because there were 3 NFL games yesterday. And last night, the New Orleans Saints clinching the NFC South title for the 3rd year in a row. And there was 1 SEC rivalry game last night. Ole Miss and Mississippi State played at Mississippi State, and if you tuned into that game at all, I mean, so I had the baby, and she was asleep on my lap.
Yes.
The cowbells that they ring there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I understand what they're doing, but the most annoying thing ever, and they were just ringing, and actually woke the baby up while I was watching the game last night.
You know, that officially makes you a true parent right there. You're like, who's making all that noise?
Be quiet. Why are you going to do all that, make all that noise? That was an interesting game last night, because it looked like Ole Miss was out of the game, and they bring in Matt Corral, their backup quarterback, and he takes them at the end of the game all the way down the length of the field.
Yes.
They even converted a 4th down and 24 4 yards to go. They get all the way down to the 2-yard line. He throws a touchdown pass with 2 seconds to play, and the receiver catches the ball, scores the touchdown, mm-hmm. gets up, and then crawls like I imagine he was trying to do a bulldog crawl, and then pretends to urinate on a fire hydrant in the end zone. Now, at this point, they're still down 1 point. They needed an extra point to tie the game and take it to overtime, or maybe go for two and win the game. But because of his boneheaded celebration in the end zone, they moved the kick back. The kicker has to make a 35-yard extra point just to tie the game. Mm-hmm. He hooks it wide. They lose. Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, I'm sure that receiver heard from his mom after the game.
Absolutely. And if you missed that play, I've just tweeted it out and tagged Dalton so you can see what he's talking about. Because it's so disgraceful. If you're an athlete, you get it. Because it's not about you, it's about the team. And so that boneheaded move, you know, not only impacted the end of the game, but I mean, you're talking about the football story that is, you know, Thanksgiving Day. How proud all the parents and the players and the band and the coaches and the fans that are out there to watch this game. And you're supposed to be thankful.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Very selfish move. And it
very
ended up
selfish.
Costing his team. And unfortunately, in this day and age, he's probably getting some threats on social media.
And let's be real, it's not that serious. But I mean, yes, we can say this is, I don't know how old this young man is, but that's a move that he won't do again.
Nope.
He'll remember it for life. But what he doesn't need to do is have his life threatened over it. Has he spoken yet? Has he spoken to the media?
You know, I should have checked in on that. I'm sure that the coach spoke for him after the game. I'm sure. And I was interested in knowing what the coach Matt Luke had to say after the fact, but I'm not sure if they got any quotes from him or if he apologized on social media or anything. But that was a heck of a way to kick off rivalry week in college football, which brings us to a host of games that we have today and tomorrow. Today at 1:30, Missouri kicks off. They're playing against the worst team in the SEC, Arkansas. And the Tigers just found out last week that their suspension from the NCAA will stand. So even if they get a win today and get to 6 wins, they will not be playing in a bowl game this season. Mm-hmm. But of course, the biggest game in all of college football will kick off tomorrow at 2:30 in Auburn, Alabama at Jordan-Hare Stadium. The 15th ranked Auburn Tigers hosting the 5th ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, Auburn, their chances of getting into the college football playoff have come and gone. They've lost 3 games, all to top 10 ranked teams. But Alabama, with only 1 loss right now on their schedule, and they are without their starter, Tua Tagovailoa, probably their best player on their team, and that brings backup quarterback Mac Jones coming in for his 3rd start tomorrow. They will need to win tomorrow, maybe win convincingly, and then hope that they could sneak into that college football playoff Final Four. Now, you have LSU and Georgia. They'll play next week in the SEC championship game. That could make some room for Alabama to jump in and play for the national title at the end of the year. But a big test on hand for Alabama tomorrow. Auburn's defense is just outstanding, better than any of the defenses that Mac Jones has faced yet as the starter. He's played 2 games as the starter since Tua went out earlier in the year when Tua was dealing with an ankle injury. Mac Jones came in and played against Arkansas, again, the worst team in the SEC. He had a really good game against them. And then last weekend, Alabama played Western Carolina, who isn't much of a test and wasn't much of a test for them. Mac Jones averaged like 28 yards per pass and threw 3 touchdowns. So this will be his first real test as a starter. Because this Auburn defense is nothing to sneer at. They are really, really good.
But you know what? I always say this, that even though you may play a team that's ranked 100, okay, people say, that's not much to worry about. But I tell you what, if you lose to them, boy, does that headline change. So you got to count those W's when you can. Can I go backward a little bit?
Yeah, please.
Back to the Egg Bowl? Because there's now a quote that this young man had.
I was interested. What do you have to say?
Well, for those who may have missed it, that 15-yard penalty, was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. That's why they were, you know, pushed back to have to kick a little bit further back.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, oh shoot, social media always.
Don't tell me it's down again after being down on Thanksgiving.
No. But one of the there's an article and there's also interviews which I have tweeted out at Kelly K2K Finley. But here's a quote: "He got caught up in the moment." You know, many people do.
Yep.
And it's these young people, they have a lot on their shoulders. They are performing at an elite status, at an elite level. They're still young. They make stupid decisions. We all do, but theirs is magnified. But you hope this young man grows from this.
Yeah.
You really, really do. And that he somehow, some way can find the silver lining in this story. Because there's always one. They always won.
Well, after that huge mistake, and I don't know if this kid was a senior or not, but will he be welcomed back onto the team next year? I'm sure the coach would have him back. I mean, he did catch the what was supposed to be the game-tying touchdown, but I have to imagine if that happened on a Nick Saban team, that the reaction from the head coach would have been a little bit different than he got from Ole Miss head coach Matt Luke yesterday. So, yeah, I hope the threats aren't too bad for this Ole Miss player, but I'm sure it's pretty wild for him online right now.
Yeah, and then you put your kicker in a bad situation, too, because you're pushing me back 15 yards, and I'm expected to hit this, and I don't?
Yeah.
It's no one wins at that level, but at the same time, we can grow from all of this. And then back to your Alabama story, I was going to talk about the fact that with Tua unfortunately hurt, it brings back the discussion of if these players were compensated for jersey sales and things like that, how he wouldn't have to be in a situation of would he or won't he have to, you know, turn pro earlier than he may have wanted to based on an injury. Because this impacts his, you know, from a scouting level standpoint.
And there's an interesting spin on that, too. So because Tua was pretty much a shoe-in to be a first-round pick and still is even after this injury. Mm-hmm. But right when it happened, a lot of people were worried that this would be like the Bo Jackson injury and really end his career. Fortunately enough, it seems it was a best-case scenario with this injury. They said he might even be doing football-related activities within about 3 months, and he might get knocked down a little bit further down that first-round draft board. Yeah. He's still expected to go pretty high. But Tua actually had draft insurance.
Not
all players get this, but he was able, his family, I'm not sure the exact specifics, but they were able to buy draft insurance for him in case something like this did happen. But not all players do get that draft insurance because so many of them don't know or aren't good enough to be talked about in that top five, top 10 draft pick discussion.
But let's be real, though. If you are drafted into the NFL, you can do with that what you want. You can be drafted last or first because there's been so many busts and there have been so many just made for great TV movie type, you know, atmosphere. You look at where Tom Brady ended up. I mean, look what he's been doing. So I think it's not about where you are drafted. Even some undrafted, you know, players have made some major moves. So I wouldn't get caught up in that. But prayers are for that he heals, that his body, the human being heals, not necessarily just for football, but as he is a person, as a man, and as somebody's son.
He is such a good guy, and there's been so many stories about Tua. I mean, I'm sure everyone saw him strumming the ukulele in his hospital bed after the after the injury and before and after his surgery. But he was out on the field last week when they took on Western Carolina cheering the team on. I know he'll be there tomorrow in Auburn to cheer on his backup quarterback Mac Jones and try to pull Alabama through with that Iron Bowl victory. For Auburn, they've got their own freshman quarterback to worry about. This is his first Iron Bowl, Bo Nix, and he's had some learning experiences this year. He's played some really good games, but three of his worst games were all in Auburn's three losses against top 10 ranked teams. Now, it should help Bo Nix that they're playing this game in Auburn, but if Auburn wants to have a good chance to win tomorrow, they'll need their defense to show up, like I'm sure the Auburn defense will, but they also need the offense to be able to get some things going because there have been some weeks in the past where the Auburn offense has just had a lot of trouble getting down the field.
Well, I was going to say, no matter the final score, and you look at Tua, you know, integrity and character, they don't take a day off. And so those, it sounds as if this young man has always been this way, you know, for the majority of his life, and the injury is just really highlighting just what a stellar person he is. I think we get so caught up in what so many of us can do professionally, but look at the fact that at the end of the day, when football is long gone, when he's 80 or 90, he'll be known for being a respectful young man who gave back and then who cheered on his team. I remember how people looked at him when Jalen Hurts was still part of the team, and how just the respect these young men have. We need more of that.
We do, and we didn't see that last night in the Egg Bowl at the end of the game.
Oh, my goodness.
But Jalen Hurts and Tua, both class acts, and we'll wrap up this Football Friday with kind of a run through the games that we've got today and tomorrow. First off, at 4 p.m. this afternoon at Ladd Peebles Stadium, the final game of a disappointing season for the South Alabama Jaguars. They're 1-10 now on a 9-game losing streak, and they welcome Arkansas State into town. The Red Wolves 11-point favorites, and that game kicks off at 4. You can catch it on ESPN Plus if you're not able to make it down to Ladd Peebles to watch that game, but that'll be the last of the season for South Alabama. And tomorrow in the SEC, South Carolina could do Alabama a lot of help tomorrow if they were to somehow pull off a huge upset against number three ranked Clemson. That game kicks off at 11. Clemson favored by 27 points. Georgia Tech hosts number four ranked Georgia. The Bulldogs favored by 28 in that one. And Kentucky hosts Louisville in a big rivalry matchup for Kentucky. They're 3.5-point favorites over the Cardinals. At 3 o'clock, Tennessee hosts Vanderbilt. Now, the Commodores have beaten Tennessee 3 years in a row. The Vols, 21.5-point favorites in this one, and could turn around a really bad start to their year and finish 7-5, actually. Then at 6 o'clock, number 2-ranked LSU hosts Texas A&M. The Aggies, I'm sure, are looking for an upset here, but the Tigers favored by 17 points. And at 6:30, number 11-ranked Florida hosts Florida State, an 18-point favorite the Gators are. And Ohio State got a big matchup against Michigan tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. The Buckeyes favored by 8.5 points. They've won 9 years in a row, or 7 years in a row, against Michigan. I know that a lot of your family will probably be tuned in for that game, right?
Go Blue.
So we got some great games on tap for tomorrow, and hopefully everyone is not tired of football yet after a big Thanksgiving day of football games. And also on Thanksgiving, we had the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, that's such a great tradition to watch the Rockettes.
Yeah.
Did you know that they range in height?
So they can line up like that?
Yeah, so they're 5'6" to 5'10.5". Random, I know, but I have a daughter. She's in.
I tried out. They weren't having it. I tried out for the Rockettes. Also, the Nutcracker balloon took out.
Did they say keep kicking that way?
Yeah, that's what they said. And the Nutcracker balloon took out one of the people taking the float through the parade. And then Ronald McDonald, the balloon, had to leave because he had a cut. We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5. Thanks, Kane. 828 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Got out and played the Turkey Bowl with family now, with my 9-month-old. Probably not safe to get out there and try to stiff arm her or anything, because, you know, I play for keeps once I'm out there, and she better watch out.
I don't even, because she's looking more and more like you, I don't even believe you. You would be like, oh no.
Yeah, actually,
she's so sweet.
She took a tumble yesterday, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
I hope she's okay. Hey, speaking of.
Your first Thanksgiving as a dad.
That was it. My first Thanksgiving as a dad. And she wasn't the only one to take a tumble yesterday. I don't know if you saw this in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Now, we did have the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade on for a time. Now it's like a 9-hour parade, so didn't watch the whole thing. But the winds were whipping around.
Yes.
And it affected, you know, they were worried they might not be able to float the balloons through the entire parade, but they were able to get them in, just keep them low to the ground.
Right.
But there were still some issues. I guess Ronald McDonald, now there were two Ronalds out there. There was the big Ronald McDonald balloon, and there was also Ronald McDonald the clown, the man,
yes,
the actual Ronald McDonald.
Who was in a very sweet vehicle.
He was.
If I may say so.
And he's safe, but the balloon did not have as good of a day as the real Ronald McDonald. I guess it had a cut that it experienced early in the parade and then deflated right around 42nd Street. They had to pull Ronald the balloon off the parade route.
But, you know, because those are the big boys, you know, from a network standpoint, it's New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, if you saw in the very top left-hand corner, why it said previously recorded. So what they did was they captured that video, that initial video.
Yeah.
They played that, and then they dissolved into Ronald, the real Ronald, in the vehicle. Why can't I think of the name of the vehicle he was in? In the vehicle.
Was he in the shoe?
Yes, but I can't remember the design, but it was beautiful. And that the real Ronald said, hey, here I am.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm here.
Talking fries.
And then
the
45-foot Nutcracker balloon.
Ooh.
I don't know if you saw this video. They're having trouble controlling the Nutcracker, which is very dangerous, very dangerous. Actually took out one of the handlers, a full-on football. Like, the Nutcracker would have been flagged for a 15-yard penalty if this were in the game.
Oh, big time.
Knocked her to the ground. She did get up, and she is okay. But the Nutcracker out of control yesterday. More Mobile Mornings on the way. FM Talk 106.5. Thanks, Kane. 836 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Black Friday. It's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right. Good morning, Dalton. Happy Black Friday, buddy.
Hey, same to you, and that means it's Black Friday. You guys are going to be busy on the lot at McConnell. Tell us what kind of deals we can check out.
Well, what's exciting, Dalton, is I think there's a lot of people out there that like to save money and also not have to negotiate to do it. And, you know, McConnell, we're kind of famous for that anyway. But, Dalton, we've got the biggest discounts, buddy, of the year. So somebody's out there picturing a Yukon, a Sierra, a Buick, anything. I mean, some of these vehicles, Dalton, up to 25% off. And today is obviously the last day of the Black Friday deal. 0%, all kinds of things. So anybody listening to me out in the market, please give McConnell a shot, especially Dalton, if they've had a bad experience shopping somewhere else. I think they'll love shopping with us.
Yeah, definitely. It's the place to be on Black Friday. And if they want to check it out online before they head to the lot, McConnellAutomotive.com is a great resource.
Yeah, it's a simple website, and if people go there, they're going to be pleasantly surprised how easy it is to surf. And, you know, nobody's going to touch our prices from Texas all the way down to Panhandle. So we hope everybody that's looking for a new Buick or GMC, especially today, Dalton, they can pay for their Christmas by buying a vehicle today.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
All right, buddy. Take care, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. 8:38 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you on this Black Friday. And, you know, Kelly, normally on Midday Mobile on Friday, we wrap up the week, wrap up the show with a segment we call 6.5 Stories. Mm-hmm. And, of course, 6.5.
Everybody knows that, by the way.
6.5 would be a play on our station, 106.5. Mm-hmm. And we kind of try to bring it into the week with some lighthearted stories, some of the weird and wacky things that have been published on the internet over the course of the week.
It's kind of like the Jerry Springer of radio, because it makes you feel normal.
Yeah, Jerry Springer without the fights, except for when Sean and I get into it. Some of these get real contentious. But there's no bouncers to break us up.
And so. Jenny Jones and Ricky Lake. I just had to throw in some old school for you.
Yeah, Jenny Jones.
Do you remember
her? She was Detroit, right?
Chicago.
Okay.
Yes.
And I remember watching a little Ricky Lake, but uh-huh. I mean, Jerry Springer, he was the one they all aspired to be, right?
And now Steve has his own show, you know, the ball-headed guy.
Well, he has like 20 of his own shows. I mean, he starts the morning on radio, and does he still do Family Feud? Is that
No, that's Steve Harvey. No, but Steve the bodyguard, the one that would break up the fights on Jerry Springer.
I thought you were talking about Steve Harvey.
No. Two totally different complexions.
Okay. So the bodyguard has his own show?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Steve. He does. You
didn't. So original. They just chant his name now instead of Jerry.
Right.
Amazing. Well, yeah, I haven't watched Jerry Springer in years.
I can promise you, even when you tune in, it's the same thing.
Somebody
caught somebody doing something, and now they want to confront them.
So I guess, yeah, this is our version of the Jerry Springer show, except we have our own band. Jerry didn't have his own band, so they're on point this morning. They're back. They're not hungover from Thanksgiving, and they're ready to roll for 6.5 stories. But
to be qualified as being hungover from Thanksgiving is too much turkey.
That's right. Nothing to do with alcohol.
Mm-mm.
No, but a turkey hangover. And I thought, since you're in studio, since you're here, and we're doing Mobile Mornings together, I would let you lead off 6.5 stories Thanksgiving special story.
Wow, that's pressure. I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you for having me in studio. Yeah, we were looking. We love social media, of course. And there's a gentleman who every year uses this time to craft his mashed potatoes into something very special, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, he decided to make a Tesla Cybertruck. And so his brother documented each segment of the creation, and it's mind-boggling that someone can be this artistically talented.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to eat it.
It's a win-win.
Right. So they're very detailed. I'm watching, and I've tweeted this out, but very detailed with putting the back of the truck together, putting windows in. He put a ramp in the windows once again. They filled the back with gravy. And he does this every year. It's called a masterpiece.
Oh, I see what he did there.
See that? He's done different countries, different creations. You saw one. You said it was the Lego head. Is that what you said?
Yeah, because, you know, the Lego movie has been... I think they've had two or three now, just a massive, mm-hmm. massive movie. So he kind of keeps with whatever is going on in pop culture
there
that
you go.
Year.
And Tesla introduced the Cybertruck.
Right.
It was unveiled at an event in Los Angeles on November 21st. So he decided to get his masterpiece on. And he's not on Twitter. So his brother said, if you want to follow him, you can follow him on Instagram. I'm going to find his handle. So you
mm-hmm.
can you can follow him on Instagram. His brother is Dan Milano here at Dan Milano here, or you can follow me. But it's fun.
Yeah.
That's what Thanksgiving and holidays and family is all about.
All I'm good at is making like a bowl, a half pipe with my mashed potatoes. I haven't gone crazy and made a truck or anything like that. But I
just make the mashed potatoes go in my belly.
That's all I do too. So the masterpiece.
Yeah, but no gravy for me.
6.5 stories. And of course, after Thanksgiving, you got Christmas season, and everybody now seems to be ordering from Amazon or Walmart online and getting packages delivered. So now more than ever, people have their Christmas gifts delivered before they wrap them up and send them off to family or put them under the trees. But you got to watch out for porch pirates nowadays. And there was actually this poll done by C&R Research, and they polled 2,000 consumers and asked them specifically about online shopping and porch pirates. And the numbers are, well, pretty disgusting if you think about it. 31% of these 2,000 respondents said that they had a package stolen during last year's holiday season. That's almost a third of people who have ordered something and had it brought to them, put on their front porch, have had it stolen. 47% say they worry about having packages stolen this holiday season.
Uh-huh.
And 42% said that they're actually going to avoid buying expensive items online because the packages might get stolen.
Let me ask you this. What would you say to someone who was a porch pirate?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're catching them in the act. If they thought you were not home, you're watching them on this camera,
yep,
and you open the door, what would you say to them?
I would say, what are you doing here? Are you trying to take... And I don't even know, you know, what really freaks them out is not even opening the door, but with some of these cameras now, and I've got one of them, you could talk to them on the camera. And
yes.
I've actually done this. I haven't had my own porch pirate, and I hope I don't.
Right.
But I've had people show up to my house, and I'll be here at work or on the road, and I'll get the notification on my phone that someone's at your front door or someone's at your side door.
Uh-huh.
And you could talk to them through these devices.
I've seen the commercials when the woman's getting a pedicure, and she's like letting someone know, you're not robbing me today.
Yeah. So I've gotten on, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Because at one point I had a guy like looking over my backyard fence.
Really?
And he pulled up in a normal vehicle and didn't have any like...
Not the Scooby-Doo van?
Not the Scooby-Doo van. And he didn't have any like markings that he was with a company. He wasn't wearing any specific uniform. But I saw him peeking over my fence and I said, hey, what's going on here? And he's you can see him on the camera. He looks around, whips his head around. And he's like, what? Where are you? And I said, over here.
Watching you, friend.
Over here in the camera. Come here. And he walks up and like hilarious to see his face as he's trying to. And he's like, are you inside? I said, I might be inside, but what are you doing outside of my house? And he said, oh, I'm with insert company name here.
Uh-huh.
And I had this long story where I was dealing with this company and they were supposed to come bury something for me that had to do with my house. And it was this long, drawn-out ordeal.
Yes.
And he was just one of those workers
like
for this
contractor.
Company. Yeah, he was a contractor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, come back tomorrow. Come back when I'm there.
Right.
But I didn't like that he was peeking over my fence.
That's right.
So I would kind of do the same thing if I saw somebody on my front porch. But these days, you don't know if they're delivering for Amazon or one of these other companies because they contract those out now.
But you also have to be careful because you can go create a magnet and put it on the side of your vehicle and say you're with so-and-so.
Mm.
And you look legit, but you're not.
Yeah.
Especially this time of the year. You're very kind with how you would deal with them.
Well, there was a backup plan. Let's just say that.
I know.
I've got a backup plan.
That's your radio
plan.
Answer.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like Home Alone rated R.
What the beep, 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 beep. No, I've always, you think about that because you don't know what you're going to do, but I go back to I have the mindset and the stance of the audacity of a person to sit there and to scout out homes where people are expecting gifts. You don't know what this person has gone through, what the other person on the other end spent to get that there. I mean, you don't know the situation. And by the way, that's not your home.
Right.
And I mean, why don't you get yourself up and go get a job and buy whatever it is you think you need that's in this box?
Mm-hmm.
And
porch pirates, really, it's too polite of a term for these
it really
people
is.
Because I mean, pirates used to really mean something. You know, they were dirty, nasty, mean.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think of like the VeggieTales pirates when I think
you're such a parent,
such nice pirates, and it's not true. These are just
they're
jerks,
called thieves.
Jerks that's that have
they're called thieves.
That's
all,
right.
All caps, thieves.
And now 56% of people say they at least know someone who's had a package stolen off their front porch. So some pretty sobering news for that.
Yeah,
and
that makes me mad. Just get it delivered to your place of work.
Right.
And there's more people. people there.
And if you are ordering online, you can't get it delivered to work, at least have a plan, somewhere they can hide it where it's a little bit more hidden.
There's also usually some websites that allow you to put special instructions. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not home, please leave it with this neighbor or that neighbor. But that is just not right.
It's not right. Hey, we'll continue 6.5 stories when we get back to wrap up this morning's edition of Mobile Mornings, the Black Friday edition. And Kelly's got some information on when stores open and have opened, and we'll get to that too.
And for the masterpiece, you can follow him on Instagram, Insta6REG.
Now I got to top him next year. What should I make with my mashed potatoes?
I don't know. This person's diving. He made a mashed potato diving. Oh, God.
I've got 364 days to figure this out. We'll come back. More FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on the way. FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you on this Black Friday. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. So one holiday down for this holiday season, Thanksgiving yesterday. Maybe you had some family in town like I did, and you're preparing to have a lot more family in town for Christmas, and you discovered yesterday that, well, there's not enough room for everyone to come to your house and find a place to sit because you've got too much junk piled up throughout the house. Just give Trey and the crew, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, a call or visit them online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Round up all that junk you got. They'll come out and get it for you. Maybe you need more room in the backyard. You've got an old play set or a trampoline or a shed that needs to be cleaned out and have the stuff taken off. Don't bother yourself. Don't hurt yourself getting out there and getting that stuff. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or, again, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. I know Sean has used their services. A lot of people here at FM Talk 106.5 have called 1-800-GOT-JUNK and have nothing but glowing reviews. Give Trey a call today, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and get that junk removed before Christmas gets here. And Christmas will be here before you know it. Wrapping up 6.5 stories, a special Friday, Black Friday, early edition of 6.5 stories. And the band, I need to hear the band before we get rolling with this. Because, you know, it's legally, we have to, it's on their contract. They're the ones who let you know that 6.5 Stories is rolling. And, Kelly, I know you've got in a minute some stats on Christmas trees, but I had to get this story in really quickly. Russia, who we talk about often in the news, and they made 6.5 Stories this week because, you know, they have dairy farms in Russia and not always the best landscape, best weather for the dairy cows to make their best milk. You know, they need to be happy when they're making milk. And so they're trying out some new things in Russia, in this farm just outside of Moscow, now testing VR, virtual reality glasses, for their cows. Now, I know you've seen teenagers and kids that are hip with the technology putting on these virtual reality goggles and playing games, you know, living in a virtual reality. Well, now they're setting these cows up with specially designed VR glasses to hopefully increase the quantity and quality of the milk that they produce. And what they're showing these cows here is apparently a summer field where they've got the sun above them and really nice green grass. And we'll have to wait and see if it actually helps with the milk production. But while we're over here, you know, and our cows are making good milk here in America. In Russia, they're having to make their cows a little less depressed
because they're so stressed by the atmosphere, I'm assuming.
And the style of government, I'm sure. They're worried about Putin coming down hard on them.
Yeah, they're not the only ones. So you have to wonder if the cows could talk. If they would say, here they come again with some cockamamie mess to try to get us to make milk.
Yeah. So virtual reality goggles may be coming soon to a farm near you. Who knows?
I don't know. I just there are stories that leave you speechless. And when you see when you see the photo of the cows, they look miserable.
They do. We were talking earlier. Now that Thanksgiving's over, a lot of people have already gone out and gotten their Christmas trees. A lot of people are going out this week to go get Christmas trees. Normally, I have the I call them fake trees. What did you say you call them?
Artificial trees.
Artificial trees.
Yes.
I've been an artificial tree guy. Lumberjack fake artificial tree guy forever now. This year, though, with our baby having her first Christmas, we wanted to put a real tree in. And you actually found some stats on the sale of real Christmas trees.
Well, and I will tell you that I was a part, I was team artificial Christmas tree for a long time. When I had my first child, he was a preemie, and I had him by myself, and you didn't have much time. And so I had this little miniature artificial tree, and then it became really fun every year to kind of dust it off, shake it a little bit, and the tree was ready until I had two children, and they had a come to Jesus moment with me and said, can we please get a tree? So my husband made that possible. We got our first real tree, and of course, you know, I had to take pictures and all that stuff.
Of course.
Now that's what we go with, and it's worth it, but it's upkeep, like it with anything that's alive. So here's an interesting stat, because millennials, we see you. If you're ever wondering as you're scrolling through all your pictures why there's so many pictures with young people in trees, here's why. Christmas trees are purchased because millennials think that it helps them to complete the perfect holiday photo.
It's all about social, then.
It's all about social. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, Americans purchased more trees last year. They're expected to do the same this year, and real trees won out by more than 20% when it came to purchases in 2018. So we shall see. I saw our friends, the Birches, they put their tree up last night and they decorated it. And so it's very easy to feel like, oh boy, I need to get my life together when you have friends like that. But I just liked the picture and moved on.
Yeah, don't get social media jealous. Yeah, it's one of the worst things in this day and age.
What's the acronym that the young people use, fear of missing out?
FOMO.
FOMO. Yes.
Don't get the FOMO.
Don't get the FOMO.
Yeah, see, we're getting our tree not because of social media.
Right.
And I've been posting, as more people post more and more of their personal lives on social media, I'm like, man, I don't know about putting all my personal information out there. I mean, we're already on the radio all the time and putting our personal life stories out there. But this is more about the kid for me and making sure we have good pictures of her with the real Christmas tree and can look back on that and say that.
And speaking of posts real fast, yesterday Instagram and Facebook went down for some because so many people were trying to share their Thanksgiving Day pictures.
Oh.
There was a total blackout. People lost their news feeds. They had trouble logging in. It was hashtag Instagram down. All is back up, though, so you can happily post. I was too busy cooking, and you didn't want to see that picture. That's not a post you want to see.
I was too busy eating, and you really, really don't want to see that
picture.
Well,
we love seeing yours, so keep posting them, and be sure to tag us. We love that. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
And send me a text, 343-0106. Where should I get my real tree this holiday season?
Tell Ann Street. Go to Ann Street. Okay. Right near Pullman's, the Optimist Club.
I'll be there. All right. That does it. Mobile Mornings on this Black Friday. Have a good one.